Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to quickly transition to the voice of the healing movement. And this was an amazing, amazing outpouring of God during the 1940s. It was a time where these healing revivals were happening all over America. These were where evangelists were setting up huge tents. And, I mean, thousands of people would come to hear the gospel and to be healed. There would be absolute miracles. I mean, you had evangelists like, you know, A.A. Allen and Jack Coe and Oral Roberts.
William Branham.
Yeah. Teachers like Gordon Lindsay. And you would see all these just amazing, amazing salvations and healings that occurred. And Dennis Lindsay was just interviewed on the Jim Baker Show about some of the miracles that he saw when his father, who was, you know, teaching and ministering during the healing movement, you know, he was a witness to him,
yeah.
You know, and he shares some of these miracles. They were so fascinating because, listen, God is pouring out his spirit again. The church is being activated, saying that healing is for today, and it's not about one anointed, gifted, you know, person, but that God wants to heal en masse. And he told us to lay our hands on the sick and they will recover. And so I want you to hear this testimony because it's going to bless you. And let it just begin to stir up faith saying, listen, God did it before. He's doing it now. And he wants to use me to heal and to minister the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. Watch this.
Give me a couple miracles that you saw with your own eyes.
Okay.
I mean, just in those days, what was going on?
Well, I remember one about, I look over here.
Yeah.
I remember one, my dad was up on the stage and he was praying for people coming up. And one of them happened to have, you know, from time to time I would see people with a short leg come up there. And you really can't really tell whether they have a short. You have to believe the testimony when they say they're healing. Well, this one individual, I still remember it, in Lansing, Michigan. I still remember the city and the tent meeting. And here was a guy that came up with a built-up shoe of 13 inches. He took off the shoe.
Oh.
Dad set him down, and you could actually see very well. And my dad says, now, we're just going to trust the Lord and believe him for a miracle right here. And I remember walking right up to the stage, since it was my dad's tent. And I was about 10 years old. And I remember when my dad, here comes. And everybody jumped up in the tent. There were several hundred people in that tent. They all jump up. And we watched the leg grow out. And everybody is excited. I remember turning around and walking out of the tent because I'd seen that stuff all my life. And it was just normal. But then the second one was my dad heard about a testimony of a little boy that lost his eyesight and was replaced with a plastic eye, Ronnie Coyne. And my dad met with the parents and says, can we take him around and on this little trip, this summer? The parents says yes. So he traveled. We'd take out the eye, the plastic eye, and I would get
the holder. It wasn't a mechanical eye or anything.
No, just a plastic eye.
Something to fit in the socket there.
Right. And what happened is one day after it had this plastic eye put in there, his mom went to a tent meeting and a lady was preaching. I believe it was T.L. Osborne's sister. And as a result, his mom asked him, go up and be prayed for, not for the eye, but for a throat. And he went up there, and she prayed for his throat. And then as he's walking away, she noticed his eyes weren't moving properly, thought he was cross-eyed, and said, son, do you believe the Lord can heal your eye? And he says, well, yeah, he's about my age. And so they prayed for him, and all of a sudden he started seeing through his plastic eye. And it was unbelievable. Is that possible? Now, here's the amazing story about this. And so we got to carry this around. I saw this. We'd tape up the good eye, and people would bring him things to read. Okay, that was back in the 50s. And then back in the 80s, I was watching television one night, and all of a sudden, on the commercial, it said, stay tuned, don't turn your channel, we're going to show you an incredible miracle. It was on the program called That's Incredible, and they had him there. Ronnie Coyne, the person that I hadn't seen in, 20 or 30 years? Had him come up. They taped up the good eye. They had an optometrist come up there, examine, and explain what the problem was, that he could not see even darkness or light because his optic nerve was completely severed. And so they patched up the good. Then the host of the program asked for people to bring him things to read. I recorded that program. I have that program. I just saw just a week ago, I was on my way somewhere, and I was looking at the design of the eye. I remember this. I watched Brother Tom's video and how we're going to use, technology to just put in implants of a plastic eye. And I remember this situation. So I was looking up on the web, and here was a video clip of Ronnie Coyne. Now, he's gone to heaven 15-plus years ago or so. And here he is. And I played it, and here in the audience of this little church, they were bringing him things. He put 50 feet of tape around his good eye, and they showed his eye just a socket, and then they brought him things to read. And it's on the YouTube. You can look it up. And I saw this miracle as a kid. And so
you saw it like almost every day.
For a summer?
For a summer while they were traveling with your father, and you literally stood by him. You said you even held the plastic eye in your hand. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
And so you know this is a real miracle because you saw so many miracles.
Yes.
He could see with or without.
Or without the eye.
Either way, he could see.
Right through it.
Wow.
Here's my concern, and I was sharing with Brother Tom just before this. This was a devotional that I received this morning. I'm reading the stories. We went to last night and saw this amazing musical of Moses and about the snake, you know, throwing the rod down. It turns into a snake. And then it says that the Egyptian magicians also turned the snake down and threw it in. And then when Moses turned the Nile River into blood, well, they were able to turn water into blood. And then it says the frogs and the magicians did the same thing. So if we're able to do miracles like this today, will the young people today not be deceived by what Satan's planning to do with eye and different things that technology will be able to do? So that is the enemy's going to try to deceive the whole world. And so he can do it even with the technology saying, oh, the soothsayers, the magicians can do the same thing as your God can do. So that's the concern. And this Brother Tom has that evidence. You need to read that book and see his video on this subject.
Yeah.
The Bible warns about devils working miracles in the last days.
That's right.
We must know the word of the living God.
Amen.
Ginger, you're passionate about healing. Why are you so passionate about healing?
I believe the Lord put that passion in me, but it started with an experience that I had when I was first became a mother. When I was pregnant with my first child, I began to have a rash around my face, around my mouth, actually, and I would chase it around trying to get rid of it. And the doctor just gave me some creams that pharmacy people bring to him. He'd say, "Oh, try this, try that," you know. And as I tried them, the creams would make the rash go away. And then at night when I'd wash it off, the rash would just flourish again. And so I just put up with it. I knew that I needed to get a hold of the Lord to see what I should do about this. But I didn't. I just used the creams to be a Band-Aid for it. And then when I became pregnant the second time, the rash continued on over my whole T complexion. Then I fought it that far. And I still didn't do what I should. I still used the creams the doctor gave me as a Band-Aid. Then the third time when I had my third child, it took over my whole face. It expanded and took over my whole face. You wouldn't have recognized me. I looked like I had poison ivy, like I had measles, and I had fluid under my skin, and my eyes were in little slits. It was red. It was bumpy. It was a mess. And I said, "Okay, God, enough's enough. I know what to do." So I started fasting, and I'm praying, and I said, "Lord, I know healing's mine. Your word says so, and I'm going to stand on that word, and I want you to tell me how you want to manifest my healing." And so I began fasting and praying and put my family to bed at night, and I go to the opposite end of the house and start praying and talking to the Lord about it and declaring the word of God. I know that healing's mine. How do you want me to go to the doctor? Do you want me to get in the healing line? Do you want me to just stand in on your word? How do you want to manifest this healing on my whole face? And in 2 weeks, he brought me to a person. She actually came as a speaker at Christ for the Nation as our weekly speaker. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. She prayed for me in the little healing room that we have, the little prayer room. She was praying and just talking about my past and my future. And then she says, "Now this eczema on your face," she said, "that is just a hormone imbalance. You'll be healed of that. Just a minute, I want to go on about something else." She came back and she put her hand on my head and she says, "Be healed of that hormone imbalance." Well, see, I didn't even know that's what it was. Right. But I knew that I was healed. And even though I didn't see a difference, the next night when I looked in the mirror, and of course I was fighting the enemy and I was standing on the word every time I looked in the mirror, and I didn't see a change. I didn't see a change the next week. I didn't see a change the month, that month. I didn't see a change the next month. I knew that I was healed. I didn't see a change for 3 months. Finally, it started going back down the way it came, back to my tea complexion, back to my mouth, and then it was gone. And I said, thank you, Lord.
God.
You want it. I know that healing's for me. Yeah. I just need to hear how you want to manifest that healing. I don't want to be disappointed by jumping here or jumping here and not getting results. I want to know what you're seeing, and I want to know how you want it done. And then that put a confidence in me that I'd never had before. Mm-hmm. That put an authority in me that I'd never had before. I knew I had an authority over the enemy. And when he tried to put it on me again a year later, I said, no, sir, you are not going anywhere with me. I have already had authority over you. I'm standing on the word, and you're out of here. And sure enough, it left. And that authority and that knowledge the Lord used to begin developing in me a passion for healing and seeing it in others as well.
By his wounds, you are healed. Listen, healing is for today. And I love what she said. She didn't go by what she saw. She went by the truth of God's word. And no matter what you're facing today, listen, God wants to heal you, and you can always stand on God's word. You know, begin to declare what God's word says over your body, over your ailment, whatever you're physically dealing with. Listen, God wants to heal you, and it's for today, and it's right now. So be healed in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.